Hey, welcome aboard. This is Tailcast, and I'm Captain Jess, I'm your host, and today we're starting a brand new series. This one is about 28 men, a ship crushed by Antarctic ice, and the greatest survival story ever told. Ready? Let's dive in. Picture this. Three men standing at the door of a whaling station on a remote island near Antarctica. Their beards are long and tangled. Their skin is blackened by frostbite. Their clothes hang in shreds. The station manager opens the door and stares at them. He doesn't recognize anyone. Then the man in the center speaks, quietly, almost gently. "My name is Shackleton." An old Norwegian whaler standing nearby watches this moment. Years later, he will describe it like this. "I turn away and weep." That reunion happened in 1916. But the story begins 2 years earlier, with a ship, a dream, and a continent no human had ever crossed on foot. All right, let's rewind to December 1914, South Georgia Island, the last stop before Antarctica.
The ship was beautiful. Shackleton ran his hand along the wooden rail. He looked up at the three tall masts. The Endurance was built for ice. It was strong, heavy, and ready for anything. Or so he believed. It was December 1914. They had just left South Georgia Island. It was the last piece of land before Antarctica. Behind them, the island grew smaller until it disappeared. Ahead, the Southern Ocean stretched in every direction, dark and endless. The crew was excited. 27 men laughed and shouted on the deck. Some had never seen ice before. They talked about adventure and making history. Shackleton stood at the bow and watched the sea. The water was calm, but far away, he could see something white. A thin line across the horizon. He had seen it before, on earlier trips south. He knew what it was. Ice. And it was waiting for them. 2 days later, everything changed. The ice was no longer a thin white line. It was everywhere. Huge, broken pieces of white ice floated on the dark water. The Endurance pushed through slowly. Its wooden hull scraped against the ice. The sound was like thunder. Shackleton stood on the deck and listened. He did not like what he heard. The ice was thick, thicker than he expected. The ship slowed down. Then it slowed again. The crew stopped laughing. They leaned over the rail and watched the ice press against the ship from both sides. A young sailor looked at Shackleton. "Will we get through?" he asked. Shackleton did not answer right away. He looked at the ice ahead. A solid white field stretched as far as he could see. Then he turned to the sailor and put a hand on his shoulder. "We'll find a way," he said. But his voice was quieter than before. By mid-January, the ship stopped completely. Shackleton climbed to the top of the tallest mast. He looked out in every direction. White. No dark water. No cracks. No path forward. The Endurance sat in the middle of a frozen sea. It was locked in place, like an insect trapped in glass. Below him, the crew moved quietly across the deck. They knew. He could see it in their faces. They were stuck. Shackleton held the mast tight. He felt the cold bite through his gloves. Somewhere beneath the ship, deep under the ice, the ocean was still moving, He could feel it. A slow, heavy pull. The ice, it was alive. And it was closing in.
The ship has stopped. Ice in every direction. No way forward, no way back. 28 men are stuck in the middle of a frozen sea. And here's the terrifying part. The ice isn't still. It's moving, slowly compressing, tightening around the hull like a fist closing. Shackleton felt it from the top of the mast, a slow, heavy pull beneath the surface. The Endurance was purpose-built to survive polar ice. But what happens when the ice decides to fight back? That's where we stop for today. A ship, a frozen sea, and a slow, heavy pull no one can see. Come back and sit with it. We'll pick up right there. This is Captain Jess, and you're listening to Tailcast.